Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're going to look ahead to four South Dakota State high school basketball tournaments that all begins on Thursday. Joining us now for a preview, welcome back, Gary Ellenbolt.
I appreciate that, Lori. Thank you. How's your morning?
It's going pretty well. You're off again on the road. Where are you going this time?
Headed to Aberdeen for what should be a really good state boys Class B basketball tournament. That's going to start on Thursday afternoon. In Aberdeen, noon central, Bridgewater Emory is the number one seed and the last unbeaten boys team in South Dakota. They have run the table thus far. They'll take on the number eight seed, somebody they shouldn't overlook, Plant Geddes, on Thursday.
All right. So is that, give me a little preview of what that game might be like. How good is this Bridgewater Emory team now? They're unbeaten?
Well,
what's their season been like?
Right now, well, they've run the table. They've had a fairly easy trip through the postseason where you have to play up to three games in order to win your region championship. And with the 23-0 record, and again, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, how it all depends on the seed points or the power points. They have their point average of 46, which means they're not only a really good team, but they've played some good competition around the year. Now, the reason you can't look past Plant Geddes, they're the eighth seed, 14-9 on the year, but they have played 10 schools above their classification. The Black Panthers are a Class B school, at least for now. They'll move up to Class A next year because of the enrollment growth in the Plant Geddes school district. But again, they have really been battle tested. They have a coach who's been around for 28 years. Frank Cutler has been synonymous with successful basketball at Plant Geddes. He's taken a few teams to state championship games. And if Bridgewater Emory is confident, that's good, but they shouldn't be overconfident because even for an eight seed, Plant Geddes could give them a battle.
Right. Never take it for granted. Speaking of coaches, other sort of big names in South Dakota basketball as far as coaching is concerned that we might hear from this weekend?
This Class B tournament is full of them. Frank Cutler at Plant Geddes, Eldon Marshall in his 14th season at White River. It seems like the Tigers are a perennial state tournament team. They are the number four seed taking on Sully Buttes. Langford area has one of the more colorful coaches in the state in Paul Roche. He took his Langford football team to the state championship game in their nine-man class last fall as the head coach. They lost to Colombe, but it's just indicative of the athletes they have and how motivated Coach Roche can get them to play. They have a chance at playing White River somewhere down the line, and that'll be an interesting matchup because a couple of seasons ago, they played in a consolation round game at the B tournament that went five overtimes.
Whoa.
Ending up winning it, but John Sieber and I, my broadcast partner, we were pretty pumped during and after that game. A blast to watch just to see a couple of coaches in this five overtime chess match. Langford, the Lions, will take on Parker from Southeast South Dakota. Just like the girls team from last week, have the seventh seed. Wolfie Wessington, coached by Gordon Hooks, he took a team to the state championship in football. And Harding County, coached by Jay Waman, a Buffalo native, somebody who understands the rancher mindset and mentality. And he'll be the number six seed, or rather the Ranchers will. And they'll take on probably the team with the best nickname in the state, the Wolfie Wessington Warbirds. That'll be the final game on Thursday. And I think this is going to be an incredible tournament, just for the coaching stature alone.
Oh, yeah. So five overtimes, that's just pure motivation and heart at that point, or is that endurance and training? What do you think?
I think part of it's endurance. Part of it might be stubbornness. Part of it might be who out-duels who at the last minute, who didn't foul out in regulation time, that sort of thing. It's just a situation where you got to want it. I mean, that left side of the bracket, the consolation round, maybe not as intense as the semifinal games would be, but that one had instant classic written all over it.
Let's talk about West River teams and sort of their legacy in the state of South Dakota as far as basketball is concerned.
White River has won several state championships, especially when they had the Krogmans. And the Krogmans incredible basketball family. They've been ranchers for years around that area. And White River has really dominated its district and its region. There have been some good teams to come out of there. You think of the Ulrich squads of a few years ago, had excellent teams, but would always run into White River in the region final, and White River has always found a way to win. So that's one good member of the West River contingent. The other one is Hardin County. They've got incredible athletes. 1,300 people live in that county, in an area the size of the state of Delaware. So it's one of those where they kind of lean on each other because they really don't have too many other places to go. The school district has to survive because their closest district in state is Belfouche. There's a North Dakota district at the just over the North Dakota border and a very small Montana district to its west. But, I mean, they play together. They represent the West a lot of times. You see them all the time in football championships and in wrestling and rodeo, one of their big sports. They've sent several young folks to college with rodeo scholarships. So the West is well represented. Number four seed is White River. And again, they're from to the south of Pierre. And then Hardin County up in the northwest corner of the state. They'll both be making the long trip to Aberdeen. Play three games Thursday through Saturday.
All right, Gary Ellenbolt, my education on state basketball continues, this time with the era of the Big B. What does that mean?
The Big B was when the state split the classes. It used to be a one-class tournament. So you could have a White River taking on Sioux Falls, Washington in the state tournament. And Sioux Falls, Washington might be 25 times the enrollment size, if not more, than White River. And a number of years ago, the state association decided that's not too fair. They wanted to increase the participation as well. So they developed a B tournament and put that in Aberdeen at the campus of Northern State University. And that was known as the Big B. Somebody who has talked about the Big B at length, somebody who grew up in South Dakota, you might have heard of him, fellow named Tom Brokaw.
I have heard of him.
Once or twice, right?
Yes, right.
One of the toughest tickets in South Dakota and one of the best atmospheres for basketball came from the State B Tournament, nicknamed the Big B. It was a chance for smaller towns around the state to get some statewide notoriety, come to one of the biggest towns they've ever been in. There's an old adage, this place could store a lot of hay, and I'm sure that's one of the thoughts that were going through kids' minds when they were able to make it to the state tournament. Well, over the years, another class was developed. They've got Class AA now, which 17 largest schools in the state, Class A, and then Class B is still around. The boys are still in Aberdeen. The girls' tournament will be in Aberdeen next year as well. It was scheduled to be in Brookings, but they're remodeling Frost Arena at SDSU. Huron was asked if they could handle the tournament in another year, and they would have jumped on it, except for the fact that they scheduled the arena for an AAU wrestling tournament. So Aberdeen is available, and they'll have that at the Barnett Center at Wax Arena in 2018. But you get to the B tournament, it is just absolute raw, unbridled emotion. And for that couple of hours that they're playing, it's the most important thing in the world to them. Entire towns come to watch the tournament, watch the teams play. Those who can't possibly be there have us tuned in, SDPV3 for the B tournament, by the way. And it's just something that brings the entire state together, and it's a joy to be part of.
All right, Gary Ellenbolt, we're going to let you get on the road. We've got Craig Maddock on the line to talk about where he's going to be at. So, Gary, I'm going to say thank you very much. Be safe.
Thank you very much. And, Craig, you have a great tournament in Rapid, okay?
Hey, thanks, Gary. Nice talking with you.
All right, Craig Maddock comes on. Gary gets on the road. Craig is with Sports Talk, and Sports Talk with Craig and John on KWSN Sports Radio. How you doing, Craig?
I am doing great. Sorry I'm a little late. Well, it is a wild time for everybody, isn't it, when it comes to basketball?
It certainly is. So where are you at this weekend? Rapid City.
We'll be in Rapid City, the AA combined. Mike Henriksen and I will be doing the games there on SDPB1. And it's second year in a row that the AA combined will be held. Last year they did it for the first time in Sioux Falls, and I think for the most part everybody liked it. And now everyone heads out to Rapid City, and I'm sure the folks in Rapid are going to do a fantastic job hosting both the boys and the girls.
Of that, I have no doubt. Tell me what some of the highlight games are in your estimation now.
Well, when you look at the girls, let's look at the girls first. You know, last year was the first time that a girls' basketball team had also won the volleyball championship the previous fall. Harrisburg could do that again. Harrisburg won the volleyball championship. They've got some great athletes. They're the number one seed. They could win the girls' basketball tournament. They'll have to try to get by some of these other teams that have been on a nice run, like Roosevelt and Brandon Valley. You know, Aberdeen Central, don't count them out either. They're the defending champs. And then on the boys' side, Lincoln is the two-time defending champs. They've been to the finals three times in a row, and they are back in the tournament, but they are not one of the top seeds. Can they make their way through the bracket? The O'Gorman Knights, the number one seed, and also Brookings. Brookings and O'Gorman have been battling each other for the top record throughout the year. So it should be a very fun, competitive boys and girls tournament.
All right. How about those Rapid City teams? They're hosting. Any you know, highlights for them?
Let's talk about the boys. Rapid City Stevens, first time in a long time that a Rapid City team has beaten all four Sioux Falls schools, and they've done that this year. So don't count out Rapid City Stevens on the boys' side. Central and Stevens have really good competitive teams on the girls' side. So they're going to bring a lot of fans, and who knows what those two teams could do this weekend.
So, Craig, let me ask you this. Do you see bigger rivalries, do you think, between a city like Rapid City and Sioux Falls? That's the bigger deal, or do you see more of a battle within a city, you know, a Washington-Lincoln matchup or an O'Gorman or even a Harrisburg against Lincoln sort of matchup?
That's a good question. You know, there was come a time where, of course, Rapid City Central and Stevens would play all of the Sioux Falls schools on a home and home during the season. That doesn't necessarily happen all the time this year. But I think the biggest rivalries are the in-city rivalries. I mean, Central and Stevens, that's a great rivalry, you know, in Sioux Falls with the four Sioux Falls schools. And Harrisburg, you know what? Harrisburg and Brandon Valley is getting to be a nice rivalry. And all those schools right around Sioux Falls with Sioux Falls, Harrisburg, and Brandon, you know, in the Metro Conference. And that is starting to be a nice rivalry. Harrisburg is the young kid, though, because remember, they're just into AA here in the last couple of years, and you know what? They're starting to beat some of the Sioux Falls schools, so that'll build the rivalry down the road.
I think it certainly will. Talk about some of the players we should be watching this weekend.
Well, for Harrisburg girls, Sammy Slaughter is one to look out for. She, of course, the Gatorade Volleyball Player of the Year, and she's playing basketball, and she's one of those that Harrisburg will certainly look at. And for the boys' side, it's Archambault out of Rapid City Stevens, a 1,000-point scorer. He is hopefully going to try to lead Stevens into the championship game on Saturday. But there's a lot of great players. I hope folks can, you know, listen to the game or see it on sdpb.org or watch the games on SDPB1 from Rapid City. You'll learn a lot more about some of the players from all the teams during the broadcast this weekend.
Craig, one last question. Gary Ellenbolt and I were talking about some of the legendary coaches on the State B side. How about in your neck of the woods, in the A's, double A's?
Oh, wow.
Double A's, yes. We're on double A's, yeah.
There's been a lot of youth that have come into the double A's over the last couple of years. But Don Seiler, Aberdeen Central, you know, one of the all-time winningest girls basketball coaches. She certainly has put her name right near the top. One of the, if not the, I think she may be the most active, highest winning coach in all of South Dakota. But she has done fantastic work at Aberdeen Central. But we're starting to see a little bit of a youth movement in some of the double A's. Roosevelt with new coaches. Lincoln has had some new coaches over the last four years, but for the most part, Dawn, I think she's going to be whether she likes it or not, she's going to be the most senior member of double A basketball.
All right. Craig Maddox, Sports Talk with Craig and John. That's on KWSN Sports Radio. Where can I find that on the dial, Craig?
You can go to FM 98.1 AM 1230. And of course, even on the internet at kwsn.com.
Excellent. Thanks, Craig. Have fun.
You bet. Thanks.
coverage of the Class A and B boys tourney begins Thursday at noon Central, 11 a.m. Mountain. Class AA boys and girls begins at 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain. You can hear and watch it all on SDPB.